Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doesn't Abe like anything else?
Well, you know what's funny? It's another Billy Joel song.
I
always appreciate Bo playing it, and when I'm hosting and Oren at night or would play it, whatever. I think Bo keeps trying to like mix up songs to get to one that I'm unfamiliar with. Mm. We're gonna be here a while.
Impossible, yeah. You know,
it's not impossible.
You're the Billy Joel.
But like, I got 52. I got 52 Billy Joel songs on my phone.
Okay.
That I had to manually put there.
Well, he's not on Spotify?
I don't really use Spotify for music.
Oh, okay.
They're songs. They're just on my phone.
Okay.
And so I'm just saying we're going to be here a while, if that's the goal.
Okay.
And
it's not. We're not
like that song.
We're not going to play Stump Abe on Billy Joel.
I had heard
music,
it before. I didn't know that Billy Joel sung that song.
So. I know Randy's not here.
Well, you looked it up. You didn't play it by accident.
Randy's not not here. You know what I mean?
No, I didn't mean
Randy's on the other side of the world, but
I didn't mean we should try.
He would fly back here and fight all of us if we spent much time doing Can We Stump Abe on Billy Joel.
No, that wasn't the plan. That's not. I'm just saying, I know a lot of Billy Joel songs.
I know. I
am not the music aficionado or Randy is.
One of your many flexes.
Yeah. I will flex Billy Joel.
You do it.
I
remember
Billy
one
Joel.
Time, and it was one of my least favorite moments in my history here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, was we somehow, I think it was, thankfully, I was on a podcast, and it wasn't on the radio, but you and Zeno just talked about Billy Joel for a really long time.
I
think it was just
maybe
on the
that
podcast.
Was on the podcast. Boy. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God. I don't think any of us would work here anymore if that was on the radio. Who knows? I don't know. People really like Billy Joel, so I'm not here to slander. Like what you like. Do what you want. 15 minutes from now, the back page with Bo will happen. Bo Johnson will join us as he always does. We'll get back into the big story of the day at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, and Mark Schlereth will join us, our Odyssey NFL insider. But right at this moment, let's discuss a little bit of what's going on in one specific area with the Atlanta Falcons. Ray-Ray McCloud gets released last night. I think, you know, there's so many things that people are frustrated about right now with the team coming off of Sunday night. But one of them is the pass catchers and the distribution. I know even in the win over Buffalo, I think there was 2 targets to wide receivers. Now, again, who cares if you're putting up points like that and you're moving the ball and Bijan's dominating and Drake London's playing like he is. But that definitely has been a part of this offense that has been lacking. And when we had Arch on in the 11 o'clock hour, we asked him to try to help explain why maybe an offense would be less effective against man coverage versus zone. And one of the things he taught, because if you look at the numbers, they're pretty heavy weighted in one direction in how much better the pass game, and the offense in general, but the pass game specifically is against zone coverage. One of the things he talked about was guys that are just really good at winning one-on-ones in small spaces. These are these guys, right? Like, that's what Darnell Mooney is, and he's been banged up, hadn't played a lot, played Sunday, and hopefully continues to get more healthy. Ray-Ray's gone now. We had talked earlier in the week about potentially whether it's a trade deadline. Tyler Lockett will be available at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I don't know how much Tyler Lockett has left in the tank. If you're getting 10 years ago Tyler Lockett, that would be incredible. He's got 10 catches for 70 yards this year. You know what I mean?
I asked you the question yesterday, and I still kind of feel this way, unfortunately, because it'd be nice to bring someone in immediately, which maybe they can. It's not Tyler Lockett. Like, yeah. That's a guy you put on the practice squad and look right. at for a week and then make a decision. We need someone that we feel can impact this team right now. And I think we all like having Casey Washington and David Sills. We haven't seen anything from Kadarrell Hodge. And, like, Jamal Agnew, I know, is a return man.
I know Hodge has been banged up a little bit, but, yeah, he's...
None of these are the next guy.
He's right.
They're We love to say in sports, next man up, right? I think sometimes it's okay to admit you don't have a next man up that is capable. The mentality I get, the ability I don't. And so there is a hole there.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing we always talk about with next man up. There's a reason you're the next man, right? and also
but sometimes next man
when also sometimes.
Are just hidden because of numbers games. That's not the issue.
That's true. As much as I think we like the stories of Sills and Washington, they kind of feel more like stories.
How many more years can I say that he led the country in touchdown receptions? Which, right. by the way, he could find the end zone in the red zone. Maybe trot him out there some more.
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe there's a reason why they're not. I'm not sure. Those guys have played.
Yeah.
Like, they've been on the field. And with Casey Washington, has gotten a little bit – I know it's not a ton of opportunities, so it's going to look more glaring when you have drops and you have mistakes in those moments. Now, he's been blocking his ass off. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Casey Washington's been out there playing really well in that role, but they throw him the ball a couple times, especially I think there was the one in the Buffalo game where, I mean, you got to make that catch, man. Like, you got to take advantage of those limited opportunities that you're getting. Those feel to me a little bit more like – nitpicky problems. The Falcons have, I feel, like bigger problems than that.
Where does it start? What are the bigger problems?
You have a young quarterback who's playing inconsistently, especially on the road. If you look at his splits, he's a different quarterback on the road than he is at home.
Yeah.
And that's pretty common for mm-hmm. guys that sure. have made 10 starts in their career. And I mean, obviously they need to be doing things to help him more in those moments. They're going to have road games, right? You can't just be like, well, quarterback's not going to be good when you're playing on the road. The run game being better on the road would go a long way in terms of helping
that.
Like, when you look at the 9 games that he started, he's almost 10% worse completion percentage on the road than he is at home.
Kirk on the road, Penix at home. Who says no?
Okay,
I'm kidding.
Right.
The other question I think we have to ask about this team, and we'll get another look at it this week, is with Divine Diablo out. I mean, we could talk about the receiver as much as we want. With Drake London and Kyle Pitts, and as Darnell Mooney gets healthier, that might just have to be able to work itself out. You might be more focused on what is going on at linebacker, and if it's Troy Anderson or if it's J.D. Bertrand. Or if that's where you place your emphasis ahead of the trade deadline mm-hmm. or in the free agent market. Because I'm, quite honestly, I'm probably more concerned there than I am with the receiver. You've been able to win some games with your offense this year in which you didn't have the receivers you have now.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that you can find a way to get – look, we're talking about a spot that was going to be the third or fourth option in the offense anyway.
Right.
Right? Like – Bijan and Drake are going to get the ball the most. Kyle Pitts is playing really well, and people want him to get the ball more, and he should. It would be and Darnell Mooney is, by the way, still here.
This would be a much bigger discussion if we hadn't gotten Darnell Mooney back. He led the team in receiving yards the other night.
He had his best game of the year on Sunday, so I'm hopeful that as he continues to sort of work his way back towards health, he can work his way back towards the guy that he was last year, especially in the middle of the year when mm-hmm. he was leading the NFL at one point in explosive
20
catches.
Yard plus
he was really dynamic down the field, and that's not something the Falcons have had thus far because he's the guy that's supposed to be doing
correct.
It, and he's not on the field. So I'm with you. I think that probably does work itself out. I think one of the things we talked about coming out of that Buffalo game was how much fun it is to watch the defense with all of the guys seeming like they're in the positions where they can succeed the best. And kind of coming up with theories as to why that is. And one of the things that Randy brought up and we talked about last week and Arch brought up too was having a guy like Divine Diablo with his versatility, speed, length, all the different things he can do in coverage allows Caden Ellis to do what he does best. And then you could sort of deploy him in different ways. And then you can allow the guys on the edge to do what they do the best. And the guys in the middle of the defensive line are able to do what they do the best. Without Divine Diablo, it feels like that piece where you're kind of making up for that and taking guys out of those spots.
There's two paths I think you can approach it, right? And you can approach it as, we're going to modify Caden Ellis's role and have him.
And we've seen a modified Caden Ellis role, and it's just less effective.
Or you just keep Caden doing what he's been doing, and you suffer a less than with
Bertrand to try to cover.
And so which is more,
which is also not great.
Which is more impactful to the defense, right? Changing the role or letting Caden do what he's done and taking the hit elsewhere. And that's something that Jeff Ulbrich has to kind of figure out if you can take away from one but keep the other, and which way they want to go there.
I hate to say it, but I don't Arch was intending to do this or not, but some of his breakdown of what they're going to miss without Divine Diablo and what Miami can do offensively kind of got me a little bit starting to kind of worry a little bit about, okay, that's a bad matchup. Miami is based on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Like speed guys,
right?
Like getting the ball to guys quickly and then letting them use their speed to take advantage of the defense, like Achan and the rest of the guys that are like that on that offense. Like that feels, they're the Dolphins. They're not good. You need to take advantage of it. It feels like that's a team that's this close to quitting every single Sunday.
Yeah.
You just have to give them a reason to do so. But in terms of like a matchup breakdown, that's a pretty good thing to have if you're going against a defense that just lost its fastest linebacker.
Right, but you're also coming off a game in which you were exposed, and that's going to be the initial point of address over the course of this week. I also just think that was free, and sometimes you just have to tip a cap.
Yep.
You don't want to, right? You want to feel like your defense can stop anyone if you play the position properly.
Yeah.
Not always like that, and I'm sure teams are going to have to deal with the flip side of that with Bijan, right? And Bijan's just Bijan. But I just think there's going to be so much focus on that was in the moment, right? You lost Divine Diablo in the moment, and you just threw Bertrand out there without really being able
to get ready for it.
You can plan for it. You can deal with it. And you would like to think there's some improvements off of that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I hope so, for sure. That's interesting. All right. We'll obviously keep breaking that down as the week goes on ahead of the Falcons and Dolphins on Sunday afternoon. We'll hear from Raheem Morris this afternoon as well. Dukes and Bell will be up there at the Ticketmaster Studios. He'll sit down with them. So hopefully we'll get a little bit more injury update on Penix.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.